Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
I was on the phone with Nancy Gilmer because I wanted to talk to her for a minute and show her the slides that she's going to have. I put on there this morning, and I forgot I wasn't on the conference line. So sorry. So I'm glad you guys are on here. Hope you're talking to each other. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning. Was that Monty?
Yes, it was.
I haven't heard you on here for a long time, for a few days. It seemed like a long time. So we've missed you, and I forgot what your voice sounded like. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. I've been here.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to hear that.
Tuesday I wasn't here, and then Monday I had to fall off early because I had a doctor's appointment.
So did you hear us yesterday talk about my friend who went to the doctor? To get her blood test results?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I see Nancy's on the screen. Nancy, are you all set?
Yes.
Okay. So, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Health Style Call. And hope you're doing well with your goals. And let's see. I think we're going to not have too much on the speaking. Asperidin. I don't know if we found out. I forgot. I was not going to tell you all. We'll just do Hesperidin today. Something I'd never heard of before. And so then pronunciation, Hesperidin. And then Hesperidin benefits. I didn't do this before. Hesperidin is the spongy part of the oranges and the citrus fruits. And we will cover that later when I have the right definition in there. Okay, so also I hope we're all keeping our track on our perfect 10 points. Mine's the perfect 9.25 running here. So I'm working at getting a perfect 10 one of these days. I think I might one of these. Anyway, I have a pretty good average, and I hope you are too. I'm just going to keep going right down here to what Nancy is going to talk about. That's a very interesting slide here, that's for sure. So Nancy Gilmer from Houston, Texas. Here is Nancy with a talk to us about the airport scanners, or anywhere else for that matter.
All right. Good morning, everyone. This came through from Dr. Mercola, so it did have credibility, so I thought I'd bring this to you. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration first began using these advanced imaging technology in airports in 2007, but just now tested and how safe are the backscatter machines. The TSA and the Department of Homeland Security will tell you they've been extensively tested and that these machines are very safe. But if that's true, why did both houses of Congress file bills this year demanding that the TSA and the DHS produce proof of their safety claims with an independent laboratory study? Could it be that congressmen who often fly as part of their jobs are worried that maybe those safety claims are not as documented as the TSA claims? The Electronic Privacy Information Center has been making similar demands of the TSA through lawsuits and Freedom of Information Act requests for several years. The group has even filed a lawsuit to suspend of body scanners at U.S. airports, pending an independent review. And they give dates on July of 2010. They appealed to suspend the body scanner program, stressing its core assertion that the TSA has acted outside of its regulatory authority and with profound disregard for the constitutional rights of the air travelers. And the EPIC, and of course Ruth is showing these things on the screen, which a lot of us didn't really know how this really does appear on their screen. Let's see, the EPIC asserted that the federal agency's controversial program violated the Administrative Procedures Act, the Privacy Act, and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the Video Voyeurism Prevention Act, and the Fourth Amendment. On July 15th of 11, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the agency had violated the Administrative Procedures Act, implementing body scanners as a primary screening method without first undertaking public notice and comment rulemaking. The court ordered the agency to promptly undertake the proper rulemaking procedures and allow the public to comment on the body scanner program. To date, the agency has made no visible progress toward complying with the court's order. The TSA employees have identified cancer clusters allegedly linked to radiation exposure while operating the scanners and other screening technology. However, the agency failed to issue employees the dosimeters, safety devices that would warn of radiation exposure. DHS has publicly mischaracterized the findings of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, affirming the safety of full body scanners. Johns Hopkins University study, it revealed the radiation zones around the body scanners could exceed the general public dose limit. A NIST study warns airport screeners to avoid standing next to the full body scanners. All right, and then on July 18th in the Washington Times, it ran an editorial about the TSA's defiance of the court. After a year, since they were asked to test these, it has promptly complied with the Administrative Procedure Act, which requires public hearings and a 90-day public comment period. In November of 11, the TSA acted, responded that while the TSA has prioritized the rulemaking directed by the opinion, it has many important rulemakings in progress, many of them required by statute. Then it goes on to give other things, like on July 17th of 12, again, they were asked to ask the court, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, to compel the agency to comply with the law, and the court has now demanded the TSA respond by August 30th, which is today. The security implications of the new body scanners. On March 6th of 12, a young man, an engineer by the name of Jonathan Corbett, he posted a YouTube video demonstrating how easily the new body scanners can be defeated and why these machines actually make air travel less safe if we actually worry if we're actually worried about the terrorists boarding planes with guns and other lethal objects on their person. And later when this link can be sent out to all of you, you'd probably be interested in watching his short YouTube video where he actually sewed in a pocket and put some metal into the pocket, and that was not picked up by the scanners. And then there's also a video on there by Miles O'Brien. These machines are also unlikely to detect certain explosives and likely would not have caught the infamous underwear bomber, the case that with this, well, the case that got everyone, I think that's when these scanners came into place that got things started. Okay, and then this young man, this Jonathan Corbett, he first, he was one of the first to sue the U.S. when the scanners were initially rolled out, charging that the machines were a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. In July, he filed a petition to have his case heard by the Supreme Court. Corbett also claims he was falsely arrested by the TSA agents at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport last year. They do give a website, wewontfly.com, and he said the more we protest, even if we get 10% of people who ask to not be placed in through these scanners, he said that will get their attention, and maybe we can get some of this started on the trail of getting it out of our airports. It's a time, I mean, it's time to admit that the post-9/11 experiment in having the government take over airport screening duties has been a big flop. TSA has defied the Administrative Procedures Act, and the public's will and common decency. It's not enough just to pull the plug on the scanners. The plug should be pulled on TSA itself. The health implications of the backscatter. The machines work by emitting a narrow beam of high-intensity ionizing radiation, which quickly moves across the body in a sweeping, rotating motion. One of the worries with the technology is the potential for mechanical malfunction, which could result in a higher intensity beam stopping in one location and resulting in overexposure. On December 1st of 11, the European Union actually banned scanning devices that expose the public to ionizing radiation, even if the exposure is minuscule, at the end of last year. The reason for the decision was quite simply because there are alternatives. The U.S. would do well to consider such a logic, and especially when you consider the dubious nature of the alleged safety testing of these machines. And then it talks about cancer. Could the back scanners cause cancer? Backscatter X-ray using ionizing radiation, a known cumulative health hazard, to produce images of passengers' bodies. The children, pregnant women, the elderly, and those with defective DNA repair mechanisms are considered to be especially susceptible to the type of DNA damage caused by this radiation. Also, a high risk are those who have had or currently have skin cancer. Ionizing radiation effects are cumulative, and since the dose of radiation from the backscatter machine is absorbed almost entirely by the skin and tissue directly under the skin, averaging the dose over the whole body gives an accurate picture of the actual harm. It also goes into talking about the damaged cells. The damaged cells would also show DNA damage of various kinds and or increase in concentration of many proteins that attempt to repair the damage. Being able to demonstrate that the irradiation does not induce the damage response as compared to a controlled sample just exposed to background radiation would establish that the machines at least do not have a high X-ray intensity. At this point, does anyone have any stories to tell about going through these and maybe opting out of them?
Anybody go through them? When you go to the airport, do you go through, you get in a scanner, or is there still a, do we have an option to go through the pat, have a pat down instead?
That's what they're saying in this article, that we can opt out for that.
I suppose if they have everybody opting out, then it'll slow the blinds way down or something.
Yes, and that's what they did here.
Yeah, it does slow you down if you do that. It's my wife, we have a service dog. There's metal in the harness, so she has to go through separately. And when I go through the machine, I'm always over there waiting for her for a long time to get through with her and her dog. It's a very slow going through that way.
Might be worth it, though.
Yeah, it might be worth it. I didn't realize that there was a hazard like this. And every time we went back and forth to Japan, we had to, on the state side, we had to do that. They don't do it over in Japan that I know of. They didn't last time I flew there.
They don't, in Japan, they don't do a pat-down or a scanner?
I don't remember the scanner. I don't remember what they do. They keep things a lot tighter other ways over there by, you have to have really strict documentation and so forth. A lot of paperwork. It's, and if there's anything wrong with it, then you get called into an office someplace. It's more of the type of thing that's happened to us. But once they recognize you with the right paperwork, and especially if you've been through a number of times, and the officials at the airport see who you are, then they'll even put you to the front of the line, like with the service dog. They got to know us, so they put us right on through quickly sometimes. So Japan is just more service-oriented than the U.S. is, so they take care of people. We always have problems on the state side, I guess, in summary.
Thank you.
Because the whole body is exposed to the X-ray scanning and therefore many cells could be damaged, where are the studies utilizing the mutant mice looking for enhanced mutant mutations cancer? This does not have to be an exhaustive search, but a small pilot study looking for mutation cancer to confirm that the beam intensity is truly small would be sufficient. In summary, this kind of research has not been done with the X-ray scanners. An additional point regarding biological damage from these X-rays is that usually radiation biology deals with the integrative radiation dose. However, there is a phenomenon known as dose rate, which could significantly influence damage. Dose rate, however, is poorly studied. In the few documented studies, it was shown that for the same overall dose, a 2 2- to 5-fold increase in damage can result from a high dose rate or the short exposure compared to the reduced dose rate at a longer exposure time. The X-ray airport scanners can be characterized by a high dose rate, which adds additional unknowns for the potential damage by this radiation. And then we go into what Dr. Blaylock says. He says, as for the assurances we have been given by such organizations as the American College of Radiology, we must keep in mind that they assured us that the CT scans were safe and that the radiation was equal to one chest X-ray. 40 years later, we learned that the dose is extremely high. It is thought to have caused cancer in a significant number of people, and the dose is actually equal to 1,000 chest X-rays.
1,000?
I used to hear 700 chest X-rays, but he's quoting 1,000 here.
When you go through the scanner, and just clarification, really. So when you go through the body scanner, it's like getting 700 to 1,000 chest X-rays. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that seems to be what Dr. Blaylock is saying. Let me reread what his, and that was the end of his quote right there. So let me reread. As for the assurances we have been given by such organization as the American College of Radiology, we must keep in mind that they assured us that the CT scans were safe and that the radiation was equal to one chest X-ray. He's referring to CT scans, not these airport scanners. So 40 years later, we learned that the dose is extremely high. It is thought to have caused cancer in a significant number of people, and the dose is actually equal to 1,000 chest X-rays.
So that's through a CT scanner?
Yes.
Okay, rather than the body scanner. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah.
For frequent travelers, anyway. Okay, and then a 2000 study published in the New England Journal of Medicine estimated that 0.4% of all cancers in the U.S. may be attributable to the radiation from CT studies, confirming how profoundly inaccurate original safety assessments of this technology were, as well as how harmful X-ray-based diagnostic technologies really are. These errors in the past should indeed serve as cautionary tales when making safety claims. Excuse me, safety claims for the brand new technologies.
Nancy, could I ask a question? Now I got lost with a CT scan. So the airport scanner is equal to what now? Do you have something?
Well, I don't think they actually gave anything because, see, they've been asked to do studies, and those still haven't. They have till today to get all this, you know, to get these studies done. So I don't think that, from what I'm reading here, they don't actually say. But I think more so they're concerned about accumulative and with all these frequent flyers that can add up. And then, of course, since we really don't know how much is being produced each time those short little rays, and then the malfunction issue in case that happens and it stops at one area and gives you more than you intended.
I wrote that part down.
Yeah, so excuse me, Nancy. What issue of Dr. Blaylock are you looking at?
It was a quote by him within this thing from Dr. Mercola.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was just that short thing that I read. That was all that he had to say on it.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Ruth, I don't know if you want to wait till the next time because it gets interesting when you talk about who stands to gain financially from these. So there's a link. There's a tie in there. And then also what we can do to help prevent this by taking a supplement. So we could go into
that. That's the part we really want. I think you know, we're all, probably most of us on here are pretty political, but that does get, who is gaining financially is just a real brief thing that would probably be very interesting. But I know I have to be careful not to get political.
Right. Well, do you want to, let me just mention his name and you all can kind of, after you get this information, you can read all about it. But it is Michael Chertoff. He's the primary promoter of the scanners and is a paid consultant for the companies that sell them. So there's your link. But Ruth, you want me to go into the supplement that we can take, or you want to wait till next time?
Why don't we say what it is and then talk about it next week?
Sure. It is called astaxanthin. And that is spelled A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N.
Okay. I'll put that down as a word for next Thursday. And so we'll have that ready, and then a little bit of a definition, and then we can talk about it. That'll be good. Well, this is pretty interesting. Everybody find this pretty interesting?
Yes, I think so. I wish I would have known about it sooner, but
eye opener. I never knew that the images were this bad. I heard people talking about it.
Yeah,
but,
I know. That's really. What can you say?
It looks so benign here in the airport in this picture.
Yeah, everybody goes through so casually, like, you know, that's no big deal.
Right. In, out, in, next. Like a cattle chute.
Nancy?
Yes?
It's Michael Chertoff. That name seems familiar to me. Wasn't he a part of the government at one time?
Oh, yes. He's a former, let me get my notes here.
I think he was in the...
Former Secretary of Homeland Security.
Yeah, he was the first one that was appointed to that position.
Right.
Follow the money. Follow the government.
Well,
yep. And he's the co-author of the Patriot Act. And anyway, there's a lot of tie-ins there.
Well, that'll be interesting. The Patriot Act?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you can tell us what that is also. And how do you spell his last name?
C-H-E-R. T O F F.
Well, what do you know? I spelled it right.
Sure. Oh.
Amazing. All right. Anybody have any other questions or things that you'd like to know for Nancy to cover next week about airport scanners? Certainly, everybody would like to know how much radiation you're actually getting. Of course, I've been just having, if it's only one chest x-ray and you're traveling, well, at least two times and when you go on a trip because you have to come back. And then some of us are traveling quite a bit.
Mm.
Like Dennis travels quite a bit.
That's right. What they're saying, though, is if enough people ask for the pat-down, that will get their attention. Yeah, they said even 10% if they have to do 10% on a daily thing, then maybe we can get something done about it. All right. Well, we'll talk again next week. And, of course, tomorrow we'll hear Monty.
One thing, if you are going to have an x-ray of any kind, especially like a CT scan or something, you really double up or triple up on your vitamin E, a good vitamin E. We should probably cover what is a good vitamin E one of these days. Your vitamin C, all your antioxidants, eat a lot before and after.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy?
All right. Also, while we're on this subject, if all of you want to jot down this website, wewon'tfly.com, that seems to be where they're trying to get their attention.
I assume they don't have an apostrophe in N. I mean, after the N.
Probably not.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nancy. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very interesting.
Okay.
So, okay. Monty, do we have a subject for tomorrow? You want me to find something about pictures? Are you going to send me some pictures?
I have not yet come up with a... I don't usually come up with a subject until I've kind of listened. I'll let you know one way or the other.
Okay, well, probably this morning will be the only time that I'll be here to get the picture up. And Mary Lou is doing the WebEx tonight and has some interesting things to share with you. So, all right, everybody, have a great day. Thank you, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah,
very
thank
interesting
you.
Topic.
Thanks a lot.
Nancy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. Have a great day.